Hello, my soul-seeking friends. It's Shanna. Thank you so much for listening to Sense of Soul podcast, enlightening conversations with like-minded souls from around the world, sharing their journey of finding their light within, turning pain into purpose, and awakening to their true sense of soul. If you like what you hear, show me some love and rate, like, and subscribe. And consider becoming a Sense of Soul Patreon member, where you will get ad-free episodes, monthly circles, and much more. Now go grab your coffee, open your mind, heart, and soul. It's time to awaken. Today on Sense of Soul, we have Heather Lee Strom. She is a galactic canine channeler and the podcast host of the Galactic Canine Channel. She is also the author of Canine Spirit Guides, The Healing Power of Man's Best Friend, where she reveals that these unique spiritual energies are here to guide us on our journeys of healing, growth, wisdom, transformation, spiritual evolution, and ascendancy. She offers private healing sessions along with her canine spirit guides. She helps guide her clients on their path to healing and enlightenment. And she's joining us today to tell us all about how she came to have this unique spiritual connection with her canine spirit guides. So please welcome Heather Lee.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you as well. Thanks so much for coming on. I see all your cute little doggy pictures behind you.
Yeah, those are the spirit guides in the book.
Oh my goodness. I can't wait to hear all about how these dogs are communicating with you and how you're using them to guide you in your life and others.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. That was the big surprise to me. All of it was a surprise to me.
Oh, you know what? I think all of this was a surprise to me too.
How long have you had your podcast?
Since 2019.
Oh, okay. So pre-COVID.
Yeah. Well, what about you?
Well, I just started very unexpectedly as I was started interviewing with other people. There was just so much information that needed to come out that I couldn't wait for other people's stages. And I just had to do my own thing because my podcast is channeled messages from the canine guide. So they've got a lot to say.
Yeah. You know, we all kind of have like that story that kind of leads us to where we are today. So if you don't mind sharing just a little bit about yourself and how you got here.
Wow. Okay. So in regards to a sense of soul, I mean, I just love the title of your show because that basically encapsulates my journey. I had to find my soul. And that's what the canine spirit guides helped me to do because I had never seen my soul. I had a not so pleasant childhood, which is the story that's in the book. And so it left me feeling like life was miserable. People were mean and nasty, and there was no quality to life. There was no beauty to it. Not that I could see anyway. And I just questioned, what is the point? I don't like it here. I just want to go home. I mean, I just had this sense that there was something better, but it wasn't here. So what the canine guides did for me as I wrote their book, which they surprised me with, they helped me to channel through those parts of myself and they helped identify parts that needed to be healed so that I could become whole again. I could bring back more of my soul into my own essence. And that was really interesting because I didn't know that those parts of me, I don't want to say broken, but it was like a broken link. Like when you're trying to type in a URL and the link is broken, you can't get through to where you want to go. So when there's a break in your link, you're missing critical parts of yourself that you just can't connect to. And that's what they taught me. So they showed me the pieces of me that needed to be healed, dissolved, and removed so that more of my soul could come in. And that's what they helped me do, is to heal that. And they actually, one of the canine spirit guides, Oregon, actually introduced me to my soul. And it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And so now I know that most of us have never met our soul based on the state of the world right now, because when I was in the presence of my own soul, there was nothing possible except utter love and divine peace. And there was no ability to feel anything else. So now my mission is to help more people connect with their own soul.
Now, did you go through some sort of process, some sort of healing or to connect with this to begin with?
I didn't start that voluntarily. It was part of the process that they put me through while I was writing the book. So
okay.
At the same time that I learned I was writing a book, I also began to meditate. And this was only in the beginning of 2022. My journey officially began February 22nd, 2022.
Oh, wow. That's my daughter's birthday.
Wow. That's a magical date. So I began to meditate, and through my meditation, that's how I learned to connect with them. And that's how they healed me, was when I was meditating with them.
Okay.
And the more they healed, the more I could connect, the deeper I could connect, the more I could hear them and then see them. I got all my clairs. The more they healed me, the more skills I had.
Wow.
So that was how I healed. Was working with the canine.
It was just through meditation then. So you just happened to just be meditating, and then these canine guides started to show up in your meditations.
Yes, but I had the intention of connecting with them, and my intention was basically, tell me what I need to hear, take me where I need to go, and show me what I need to see. That was my intention every time I sat down with them. So the more I learned about myself, I could fine tune that. Okay, tell me where my pain is around feeling loved. Mm-hmm. Tell me where my pain is around feeling persecuted. And so we would work on that during that session. And sometimes they would show me more things I needed to know. And then sometimes they just gave me a complete overhaul. And all of that I describe in my book.
Wow. And so you didn't have a coach along with you. You were literally doing this alone, just you and the dogs.
I had a mentor that I could fact check stuff with. So mm-hmm. as I began to hear them, you know, at first we all doubt it. We think it's our own inner voice when we hear a voice in our head. And of course, we're also taught that we're crazy, right? When we hear that kind of stuff. So I had a shaman mentor that I would consult with and with my list and say, okay, I heard this. I'm feeling that. Where is this coming from? Explain it to me. And he would just walk me through the process. Now, the guides would not divulge things to him because they were only meant to speak to me, but they would help him coach me and say that you have an open channel. They would help him mentor me so I could gain my confidence. And it helped tremendously because then I didn't doubt myself. Mm-hmm. I didn't doubt my experience. I just went with it. And the more I just trusted, the more it came through incredibly strong.
Wow. So tell me about your special canine gods. Or God, I keep on wanting to call them gods.
They love it. They are basically, you know, every time I talk about them, every time I work with them, I learn more and more about them because there's no manual for this. They are basically the galactic version of our dogs here on Earth. Each canine guide has two parts. You know, the picture on the front of the book, you can see that it's a dog and a wild animal. Mm-hmm. Join. All of the guides are that way. So they identify with a dog breed, which is the connection to the canine collective, if you will, the canine oversoul. And they also identify with a wild animal. So it might be a black panther, a cheetah, or even an eagle. And who knows what else is coming down the pike, because there are a lot more to come. And this wild animal essence is actually an additional connection to the entire animal kingdom.
Wow.
The galactic connection to the entire animal kingdom. So these are interdimensional beings that are here offering services to help humanity heal. And they're incredibly powerful, all-knowing, and they connect to our oversoul. And their mission, they've always been with us. They just didn't think that we needed to know that they were there. But their mission right now is to help us with this big transition, to help us elevate our consciousness, increase our energetic frequency, and to give us sort of the fast track to our higher selves. It's very important that we heal right now. And so they bring forward some advanced healing technology, they call it. to help us heal faster than we've ever been able to heal before, which is what they did with me, because I wrote my book within 6 months. I was completely healed from lifetimes of pain, karma, ancestral patterns I didn't even know about within 6 months.
Wow.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. I'm not even the same person I was a year ago.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank
So
you.
I find it to be very interesting that, I mean, it is dogs, but they're connecting with this other side of them, which may be any animal. You know, in my study that I've been in for the past few years, you know, I've looked a lot at like these hybrid, you know, human animals, you know, or all of the descriptions in the Bible or of the angels as described in the Bible of faces of animals, the ox, eagle, and the lion. And you also have depicted on all of the Egyptian walls and caves and all the, you know, artifacts that they find.
Yeah.
Maybe there was an evolution, or maybe they are galactic.
This is what I know, and this might help you a little bit. The animals as they are here, as we perceive them, are not the same anywhere else. In every other dimension, on every other planet, animals are much more highly spiritually evolved. So actually, the humanoids on other planets will consult with the animal races, and the animal races will help them spiritually grow.
Well, the natives thought that, didn't they? I mean, they looked to their power animals for guidance.
I've traveled to other dimensions and other planets, and this is the job that I held in every other lifetime I've had. And that's why they speak to me. I'm their spokesperson and their caregiver and kind of the gatekeeper. I kind of check people's credentials before they consult with them. So this is why I've been chosen. It wasn't an accident. You know, I wasn't like drawn by lottery. This has always been my job. And that's why I just kind of remembered it all at once, because I was awakened like that.
And they're more than just your guides. They actually do have a message for humanity.
Yeah, they're not really what I call a guide. Like, we think of guides as like a personal assistant for our spiritual journey. These are more omnipresent. So they'd be more along the lines of, you know, the archangels, Archangel Gabriel, Michael, because there's only 52 of them. So, I mean, they have to help everybody. Yeah. And you don't have to have a dog to receive their wisdom and their healing, but they use the dogs. They identify with the dogs because of how humanity loves their dogs and how our heart is so open to the canine already. It's like a super fast highway when we open our heart, our dogs. So that's why they're connecting with us, especially through our dogs.
That's so cool. When I was looking at your podcast, it kept on sticking out to me, the howling of the wolf. And what's interesting, my little girl loved wolves. She went through this wolf phase at the beginning of COVID, when you would go out and howl like every night at 8 o'clock, and everybody would, and she would go outside and howl, and you could hear all the kids in the neighborhood howling every single night at 8 o'clock. It was like a thing they were doing since they were so, you know, quarantined and you know, taken away from their friends and school for that amount of time. That howling was like connecting them from distance, but it was so fun.
Yeah, it's a connection.
Yeah. And it was powerful. She loved to do it. She had a great howl. We were like, dang.
Well, good for her.
Yeah. It was so fun. I love that.
Yeah. The wolves have always served that sort of symbolism for us, haven't they?
Yeah. Have you received much, or what do you think when you hear about like the shape-shifting animals? Because I really have experienced that in a drum journey. I saw a wolf and he turned into a man.
Well, you know, anything's possible. As far as I'm concerned, anything you can imagine is possible. You know, all the movies, everything we see in the comic series, those are all real to me. That's from another dimension. Those are memories from another dimension. I haven't experienced it myself. One of the guides I know, the Oregon with the Black Panther. The Black Panther is historically known as a shapeshifter, incredibly powerful spirit energy. I did have one dog, though, that was a walk-in to another dog, which surprised the heck out of me when I found out that story. That story's in the book.
Like an actual dog?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I had one dog that we got separated prematurely. She wanted to die to come back to me. And I asked her to stay where she was because the family that had her needed her. And so she honored me. She said, okay. And I did this psychically because she was dying after a surgery and I wanted her to hang on because the family was just torn up about losing her after I had rehomed her. And so psychically, I didn't even know what I was doing. I didn't know I was psychic. This is just what I was led to do. And so I just sat psychically and had a conversation with her. And I said, please just stay with this family. They need you right now. We will have our time together again soon, but please stay with them. So she stayed with them for 8 years. She
Wow.
survived and she lived until she was 13. And then one day she was watching everybody ride their horses in the arena and she just disappeared. She walked away, went into a stall, and died when she was 13. And I didn't know any of this because they didn't tell me until 2 years later when they called me looking for another dog. After I found out everything and went back through my timeline, the dog I had at the time, who I didn't really have a very good bond with, and I had struggled to get her to bond with me, and she was, I think she was 5 at this point. All of a sudden, she started being so ooey gooey, affectionate, staring me directly in the eye, just like my old dog used to.
Oh.
Completely changed personality. Started being the scorekeeper of my other dog, which she never did before. This is all explained in the book. I found out when I was writing this book that my original dog, Apache, had made a deal with my new dog, Nikki, to trade places when she was free to come back.
Like there's that one movie where the dog was with the kid and then he returned as an adult. I love that.
Yeah, but it was a walk-in.
Well, I'm not sure if it was a walk-in,
Because we're
but
not talking reincarnation here. There, that's pretty common. That's really common.
Oh, it is.
Oh yeah, I have in my book there's 10 dogs and they're all reincarnated. So I might have the same dog
Really?
2 times or 3 times, but there's only 4 dogs in the book, but their story of 10 dogs. It's the same 4 dogs.
Oh, wow. So they're just reincarnating back to you. I feel
Yeah.
like I would be able to sense that if one of my dogs did.
You would think, but not even I, they wouldn't let me know. I didn't know about it until after they died when I looked at when I would compare pictures and I could see it in the eyes. But the whole time I had that dog there in front of me, I never knew it. Even though I would ask, is this so and so? Is this so and so? I would be denied
But
the answer.
when it was a walk-in, you knew because the personality changed,
I
like
knew something
everything
was
changed.
different, but I didn't know it was a walk-in until I was putting the book together and they told me. But at the time, I just knew something was really different. I just kind of made mental notes. And so it's a good thing I did make mental notes because I could put those into the book and that would make sense, right?
Do dogs and cats get along on the other side?
Oh, well, the feline nation is quite powerful. Just about everybody fears the felines. Which is really interesting because if you observe felines here, that's pretty much how it is.
Yeah, they
Even
think
the
they're real.
largest of animals will give a feline plenty of space.
Yeah,
So,
I'm scared of any cat that hisses at me. I'm out of
yeah. Yeah, they carry a very powerful frequency.
Yeah,
And I don't,
they do.
I've not seen any animal that didn't take it serious.
Yeah, I mean
But
they are so different, aren't they? I mean I've had both. I've never really been a cat person, but my daughter wanted a cat. She wanted my girls, not my sons, but my girls always had to have every animal they could have.
right.
It's
Yeah.
childhood, whatever. We tried every almost all of them, but we had a cat for a good, I think she was maybe 18 when she passed, and she just wanted to be left the F alone. You
Yep.
know, she was one of those, and yeah, she was not to be messed with. That is for sure.
Yeah, they're definitely more independent.
Yeah, totally different vibe. I can even tell your vibe changed just as I asked you that too. You're like,
Oh yeah. I respect the cats, but I'm not what you call a cat lover.
Right. Yes. Oh, that would probably be me too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's
for
probably because I
sure.
know what they're capable of that I tend to keep my distance.
Yeah. No, I find it fascinating that it's man's best friend, right?
Yeah.
And so it's they're like the helpers. They are here to assist in so many ways. I mean, I have a child who's on the spectrum. You know, I love that they have connected, you know, that these animals can be healing, you know, for people here on Earth.
Oh,
And
yeah.
so is that part of their, you know, purpose here on Earth? And do are they aware of that, you
Oh,
know?
yeah. All of the animals are here to support humanity, whether it's in the personal space that they share or whether they're just holding frequency and energy of the planet to support us. They're all here. And whether you're able to connect with that and really understand that is up to your awareness and your frequency that you hold. So the higher the frequency we can achieve, the more connection we're going to have, the more aware connection we're going to have. Yes, that is their primary goal here, is to help humanity. It always has been. It's not just because now we need to heal. It's always been to help humanity. But what is just so interesting is that how undercover they are. I mean, they appear to be these, subservient, domesticated
Yeah.
animals, and they're really in charge. If
Yeah. You
you
can
read
ask
my
my
book,
dog. My dog definitely thinks she's in charge.
yeah, but they really have a lot more to do with what happens in our lives than we realize, and with the actions that we take in our lives. And that's kind of what my book demonstrates, is how they work through us to help us achieve what we came here to achieve. They are very aware of our soul's mission and our chosen path, and they're trying their best to help us achieve that while we're here.
Wow.
So they communicate with us in ways that we're not aware of sometimes. Sometimes it's with their behavior, or they're coming and they're going, because they are, it's very strategic when they arrive in our lives and how they arrive, and also when they leave. The more advanced souls don't stay around very long. They don't need to. They deliver their message and they leave. So I've had lots of dogs that were only with me 5 years or less, and that's painful for us,
Wow.
right? But when you understand, oh, okay, it's time for me to move. I got to move. My energy shifted. I need something more now. When we understand that that's the purpose of it, it's not quite as painful.
Hey, animal lovers, have you ever wondered what your fur baby is thinking? Or you just want to connect with your animal on a deeper level? Well, look no further than Sense of Soul's new affiliate, animal communicator, the talented Nicole Harp. Nicole can help you intuit the connection between your soul and higher source as she uncovers and shares important insights with you to create a happy and joyful life for both you and your loving animal. Nicole connected to my dogs, Ayla and Rascal, and it was one of the neatest sessions I have ever experienced. She offered my family a glimpse into their world and offered helpful suggestions, making information individualized and purposeful, which led to healing for the whole family. She creates an open-hearted experience that you will remember and treasure. Wait no longer to connect with your soul and the souls of your loving animals. Contact Nicole today and experience the magic of her work. Go to her website, harpspace.org. That's HARPSPACE.org. And make sure to tell Nicole that you found her from Sense of Soul Podcast. You can also go to www.senseofsoulpodcast.com under the Network of Lightworkers. You can find these links in the show notes. Now back to our amazing guest. You know, I also find as amazing is that dogs are so sensitive. They're sensitive to everything. You know, you always hear like, my dog's barking at the air, or my dog's acting strange and think something's downstairs. Or, you know, I have a dog who's very empathetic. You know, dogs always know when a person's like pregnant. I mean, they're so
Yeah.
intuitive.
Yeah.
I think psychic.
Oh, yeah, they're beyond psychic. Yeah, they're beyond psychic. But then you also
Wow.
have dogs who just have a dog experience. right? It's just like people. Some people are here for a magnificent journey. Some people are here just to be here. They have no goal whatsoever in mind. They just want to enjoy the planet and have a nice little ride and go home.
Do they have their own planet, or are they just pretty galactic all over?
Well, yes and no. I mean, they have planets where they're typically reside, but they also infiltrate other galaxies and other planets too, just like all the other races do.
Okay. All right. I wonder if we're pets to anyone. Like,
Well, we are to the planet. We're the nervous system of the planet. The way I see it and the way I've heard it is she created us in order to have her own learning experience. And I think right now she's kind of upset with us because it didn't go as she planned. And so now she's doing a little bit of reconfiguring and reconstructing, trying to rebalance herself because we've thrown her off skew a little bit. But yeah, if I were to say that we were anybody else's pet, it would be the planet for sure.
Do they want to be our pets?
They volunteered for the service. They
For
don't like necessarily how they're treated sometimes when they're here, but they understand. They know why they're here. They understand the process on this planet, the point of why they're serving the position they are, but they're not going to complain because they signed up for it. Same as we did. We signed up for this experience. So the sooner we realize that we're no longer victims, this is what we co-created with our own souls and with our oversoul and with our soul families. We co-created this experience.
Yeah. So, what are they telling you lately? Because it's been pretty crazy lately.
I've been getting a lot of really amazing messages. They downloaded this really incredible shield for people to wear to help protect them from any emotions that other people were carrying around that might infiltrate their energy field, and also to protect themselves from their own ego that gives them this message that they're not safe, they're not loved, they don't matter. So it protected both ways. And it also just took all this energy and funneled it down into Mother Earth so she could hold it. It was an incredible process. And then I also downloaded just recently the most beautiful message, actually, from Mother Earth that our domiciles are actually one of our soulmates. So our home is actually a soulmate to us and serves to protect us and care for us. Also, to tell us when it's time to move on. And I'd never considered my home to be a soulmate before. So that was really incredible.
Wow, that's
Yeah.
interesting. Now, are you
So
talking like about the land or about the physical part?
the physical structure of your home. So it depends on where you live. Like some people could live in a tent if they're homeless or if they don't want a home. Some people could live in a van. Some other people, a house and or a condo or an apartment, right? So wherever you have chosen to set up camp or to claim as your home, that home actually called to you, just like a soulmate would, called you into it. And that's why you felt so comfortable when you got there and you're like, this is it, this is where I need to be. And you stayed, however long you stayed was however long you were supposed to be nurtured by that home. The home takes care of you and you take care of it. It's a symbiotic relationship and it's a nurturing relationship, same as it would be with a soulmate. So that's what they downloaded yesterday. And that just blew me away because I'd never considered that before. But they're always downloading upgrades for the clients. Just depends on whether it's a private session or a group session. The private sessions are more specific to that person as
Tell me
far as
about that.
well, the private sessions are really unique because I connect with the person's energy before I meet with the person, and the canine spirit guides will download all of this wisdom that that person needs to know right here and now, according to their blueprint, according to what they have to accomplish. And so it could be stories or explanations or insight into the current relationships they have, or maybe what their life path is, or maybe a past life that they need to understand and integrate. It could be anything. It could be a deceased loved one that they need comfort from, or even sometimes our deceased dogs will come through with a message. So the sky's the limit as far as what they'll send with me into the session. And then once I deliver the information they've instructed me to deliver to the client, then the canine guides have a healing that revolves around that message. So whatever the message was means that there's some healing around that message that needs to occur in order to help this person along their path right here and right now. So then we go into a healing session where I bring in the energy of that specific canine spirit guide, depending on what they need, because each guide carries a different energy frequency and works with different things that we need along our path. They're very specific and individual. So that canine spirit guide will bring in this healing frequency, and I'll describe to the person what the guide is doing with them. Sometimes they're removing things or remodeling things or adding things. It just depends on what that person needs. And the person will feel it. And sometimes they'll see the guide or they'll see what I'm talking about. And it's a very deep healing that sometimes they are really tired afterwards, really drained, because it's like their cells have been completely restructured, reorganized, right. And they can feel this shift. So it's incredibly powerful. And I haven't seen anything like it before, because it's just a really deep, deep, I describe it as a roto-rooter. experience. It's not superficial at all.
Wow. So it definitely is very unique. That's for sure. Have they actually had human lives, or they're all angelic beings?
Yeah.
Or
I mean,
off planet.
Yeah. Having a life is irrelevant. They speak through your dogs that you've had, maybe. They don't have to. They can just speak directly to you. It just depends on what your comfort zone is. They're not embodied at all. They're angelic entities, energetic vibrations that are sort of set up for us as a support system, as a healing system that we have access to. We've just never known that. And now that humanity has evolved to a certain level, a certain frequency, we'll say, we finally have access to the technology that they're offering. So that's why we're finally getting this nifty little fast forward tool, I call it.
Wow.
A tool for healing. Yeah.
And so they know about technology then?
Well, that's what they call it. It's a healing technology.
Okay.
So don't infer your human understanding of what technology is. It's not a machine.
Okay.
They just call it technology. It's energetic technology.
Okay. So when you first received this in your meditation, did you know this dog? I mean, was there something familiar?
Yeah, well, so they were, at first they were coming to me through my dog. So
okay.
my dogs that had, I've had 30 some dogs over my lifetime. So the book only introduces the first 10. And so I would connect with that dog's energy, or I would see a dog that I was working on in the book with. Mm-hmm. I thought at first that I was just connecting to that dog, because I didn't understand what a canine spirit guide was. And it wasn't until I got halfway through writing the book that I finally understood this isn't about the dog spirit at all.
Uh-huh.
It's bigger than that. It's more global. It's much bigger than that. So I didn't realize that they had their own dog breeds and their own wild animals that they affiliated with. I didn't know any of that. It started to come to me in clues. And then they have their own names. They have their own job titles. I mean, all of this started coming to me as I channeled more information through, and I just write it down. I go, what's that? What does that mean?
Right.
And that's the kind of stuff I would take to my mentor. And I go, I heard this. What the heck does it mean?
You know? Yeah.
And so that's what he would help me sort out, because they would give him the answers and kind of giggle at me, you know, because I should have asked that question. Sometimes we don't know the questions to ask, and we usually will get the answer. We just aren't asking the right questions.
Yeah, I've been there. So when you were younger and prior to this, you said you didn't know that you had this ability to speak to the other side.
So I have always been intuitive in that I always knew where to find my dogs. They would call to me. So I always knew where to find them. And then also, I could read people really well. Like, I knew what they were thinking when they didn't want me to know what they were thinking, but I didn't understand there was any psychic power to it. I just thought I had a really good intuition. And I've always followed my gut. No matter what, I always followed my gut. If I was told to, or I felt like I needed to get up and move across country, that's what I did. Or if I was being called to get a dog and it didn't make sense because I didn't have a stable lifestyle, why would I get a dog? I still followed it because
I've been
that's what
there.
I was told. Yeah.
Especially as my kids get older.
I know, right?
I'm feeling a puppy. I'm feeling a puppy.
Right.
I need some puppy breath on me.
Oh.
Nothing better than puppy breath, right?
Yeah.
Oh my
And
gosh. Yes.
unfortunately, it doesn't last very long.
I know that it turns into stinky shit breath.
Yeah.
What can we as humans do for them?
Well, they mirror what we need to know or what we need to do. So by healing ourselves, we heal them. It's not necessarily about what we need to do for them. What do we need to do for ourselves? So I was on, I had an interview with a gal that did a lot of rescue interviews about, dog rescue and whatnot. And that she asked me that very question, how can we support the canines, better? And I said, the only way we can support them better and make life better for them is to heal humanity. That's what they want for us.
And that's exactly what I think the world needs, period. So lots of wisdom, right, from the other
Yeah.
side with that, because I feel like that is the answer.
And that's why we're attracted to the dogs that are broken or the dogs who've been abused, is because we need to heal that part of ourselves. When I was a professional dog trainer nearly my whole life, and that's how I kind of gained access to so many dogs. But when I worked with a dog that was a problem in the household, the first thing I would do with that dog is the family would come into my office and the dog on leash. I said, okay, hand me your dog. And I would just hold the leash while we sat down and talked. And the family was always stunned because the dog instantly settled down and behaved, and he's never like that at home. And the reason that happened is because I was sharing the frequency with him that was balanced. So he no longer was feeling unbalanced and chaotic and expressing that part of himself, because he was in the presence of balance, and that's what he was trying to seek. So when they act out like that, they're trying to trigger us, agitate us to take action, to see something, to grow. And when we do it, then they're perfectly calm and they're quiet and they're balanced.
Wow. Yeah, so true. You know, it's interesting because you know how you go over to someone's house and, you know, the person, maybe they don't have any children and they have a very clean home and they're quiet and their dog is like that with them. Then you come to my house, my dogs are barking and jumping all over because I have a house full of children.
It's the chaos. Yeah. It's the calm versus the chaos.
Yeah, for sure. You said you do group sessions too. So what are your sessions look like, and how would people be able to connect with you to do a session like that?
Yeah. So I have group sessions. I call them events that are posted on my website. And the group events vary in length and duration. So right now I've got a half day workshop scheduled, and that will encompass two of the canine spirit guides, where we dig deeply into the issues that they address within the group. So it's not specific information for that person. It's more generalized information, but there's an incredible amount of healing that comes through that, because when the guides will know who's going to be in the group. And so I don't download the lesson for that group session until right before the group, before we start, so that the guides can tell me, okay, this is what we're working on today, because this is the energy we have in the room. And they'll know who needs what. And so they'll work with the majority need of that group, and we'll dig deep into some messages around their core teaching that are specific to those members. And then also there'll be healing following that around those issues, so that those people can heal those issues themselves pretty instantly with the group application. And also I do this on my podcast too. My podcast, the whole point of my podcast is to download messages from the canine spirit guides, share that wisdom around that single message, and then offer a downloaded frequency to help with that message. So the people who listen to the podcast are getting energetic frequencies and healings. It's kind of in a small bit compared to what we do in a private session and also in a group session, but it's a little bit, you can kind of try the frequency that way, see how it works, see if it resonates with you.
Tell everybody what your podcast name is.
It's Howling at the Moon with the Canine Guides, and you can get it on my YouTube channel, which is Heather underscore Lee, LEIGH underscore Strom, STROM. And my
Okay.
webpage is heatherleestrom.com. So all my links, of course, are on my webpage.
So tell us about your book.
So my book is called Canine Spirit Guides, The Healing Power of Man's Best Friend. And it's about the core four. Canine spirit guides. They call themselves a core four.
Okay.
It's the first four to introduce themselves to humanity, and they all represent core values and core principles that we need to understand as humanity, and we need to heal before we're ready to move forward. And it encompasses 10 of my dogs, and all 10 of these dogs were utilized by these four canine spirit guides to deliver messages and opportunities and healings to me throughout my entire life. So it starts at age four and goes up to the present moment. And it kind of just gives you a demonstration of how they work and what they are trying to communicate to you possibly when they appear in your life. It's very deep. The book carries a frequency based on the guide's frequency. So the book is sectioned off one guide at a time. So it starts at
Okay.
Anthea, goes to Oscar, then Oregon, then Eric. And each guide has a different frequency. So as you go through the book, you'll realize or you might recognize that it feels a little different each section that you go
So they're
to.
like different archetypes.
So you're going to feel the shift and the stories will change. The focus of the stories are different for each guide.
That's cool.
And so you'll feel a bit of an energetic push when you're reading the book or listening to it. It's also
Like a
on
little shift.
Audible. You'll feel the little shift. And some people, it's too much. So they have to back up and like only stay, like they won't be comfortable going into part three, whereas part one and two was okay. So they might need to just go back and reread part one and two and keep their frequency moving so they can jump into frequency three. And then sometimes what'll happen is the book will agitate you because it's stirring up energy within you. So you might get irritated at something that I do or I said or happens in the book. And that's because the frequency is trying to get you to recognize that there's some work that needs to be done there.
Intentionally triggering
Intentionally triggering you because the book is written in very neutral. It's a very neutral representation of the terrible things that happened in my life that and how the guides were trying to heal me through those experiences. So when people get triggered by it, it's because it's their own energy trying to get their attention.
That's really neat.
It's a powerful book. So it's a powerful read, but you can get the audiobook, which I did record myself. So there's that frequency is pretty strong because you get to hear it also from my voice.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for sharing. It seems like this realm that we've overlooked and not connected with.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoy sharing about how people can reconnect with their own soul. It's
Yeah.
very important right now.
I think it is so true to really understand that you're more than a meat suit.
You're more than the human suit. Absolutely. We're just playing a character here. That's it. We are not defined by who we are here.
For
It's
sure.
just an experience that we wanted to have to help our soul learn and grow.
I agree with you. I do. Tell everybody one more time where they can find you.
Heatherleestrom.com, HEATHERLEIGHSTROM.com.
Oh, I love it. I love how it rhymes too. Strong. Well, nice to meet you. Tell your
Thank you.
galactic pups I said thank you.
Okay, you are welcome, Shanna.
Thanks for listening to Sense of Soul podcast. And thanks to our special guests for joining me. If you want more of Sense of Soul, check out my website at www.mysenseofsoul.com, where you can work with me one-on-one or help support Sense of Soul podcast by donating to my coffee fund. Thanks for listening.